I centered here?
We're fine.
Yeah, but, no, I mean my...
Your boobs.
My boobs. They get a little off-center.
Yeah, you're fine.
The shirt goes, the shirt... The shirt will, travel to the side, and I'm just like, okay.
Oh, yeah.
No, and kidding. Welcome to the 37th episode of the Elite Cosplay Podcast. We're keeping that in there.
No!
I really think we should. That was precious.
I'm Holly.
I'm Kevin.
Rebecca. I'm Rebecca. Oh.
Yes, we are convoluted. I'm Kevin again, just in case.
Just in case you don't know.
Yes.
I'm going to start off by saying we uploaded a wig review of Arda's new line called Silky. It is literally silky. So you can go to our YouTube and check that out. We also have a giveaway going on our Facebook right now. It'll end...
For the wig, yes.
It'll end October 9th, 2015. So if you want the wig that's in the review, just comment or like the Facebook post so I can have your name. And then we will do a randomizer. And you will be notified if you won the wig. Woo! It's a white wig. Good for yes. Daenerys and such.
Yes.
Or I felt. Definitely good for characters that need their hair down or half up. Not good for if you're trying to make something, some kind of contraption. If you're trying to do that, just use their regular line.
If you is want it some... cheaper or is it
no, it's the same price, but the silky wig doesn't hold up to product as well as, I've heard, as well as the other line. So if you want to do crazy updos, just do the regular line. If you want something flowy, silky's the way
this
to go.
This one does look more natural.
It does. And people said I look good in it, so I feel good about myself.
She wore it to the club.
Yeah. Picked up some men's.
Can you curl it?
Yeah. It's the synthetic that you can curl. Cool. Arda does that, so that's really nice.
Does it have a scalp? I'm not going to watch the review. Oh. So.
I know. It has a scalp in the front part, and then the back part's combed back like this. Oh, okay. Yeah. So it has bangs in front, kind of.
And a part.
It has a part.
Why'd you put it on?
No, because I wore it once, and then whoever wins it will have the satisfaction that my head was only in it for about 20 minutes. So. And it was not worn.
Maybe that's not
outside.
Why they want the wig.
Oh, no. Maybe they want it because it has Holly smell?
Uh-huh, because it has a minimum of 20 minutes of Holly in it.
Yeah.
There are people that sell their panties, so...
That's the next level. Ooh. Wig, and then you go right into panty sales.
Oh, God. Oh, I have a gross story to tell.
Oh.
Or it's gross to me. So I make, I'll call it partially homemade ranch, because ranch that comes out of the jars, tastes really gross to me. And it's called Uncle Dan's, and it comes in, a powder, and then you just add, the sour cream and mayonnaise to it, and you mix it all together, and it's, nice and thick and good tasting. So, I made this one ranch, a while ago, before Kevin and I left for Pittsburgh, which was, weeks ago.
3 weeks ago now.
But, yeah, even, before then. And I guess we didn't finish it, and I didn't know that, but it was left in the fridge, and it was, almost done. And then, so, this past week, on last Monday, I made a new ranch, because I was like, I want to make my wraps that I make, that it has, it's chicken, it has a little bit of ranch on it, and some barbecue sauce, and I eat it, and it's good. And so I made the ranch, shoved it in the fridge, and then the next day, I go to make it again, because I'm a boring human, and there's two ranches sitting next to each other. And the containers that we have, the two ranches I put them in were the same almost.
One's just slightly bigger than the other.
One's slightly bigger than the other, but they're the same rectangle shape and they have the same tops and everything. So I pulled both of them out and I was like, fuck, I don't know which ranch is the one that I just made yesterday. Or a couple days ago. So I open them up and they're both equally eaten the same amount. They're both the same amount done. So I'm like, okay, well, one's not more full than the other, so I don't know which one's new. And Kevin's on the phone this whole time, so I can't be like, do you know which one is which? And so I'm like, I have to eat it. So I kind of stick my finger in and I barely taste it. And they both taste the same. And I'm like, well, that doesn't make any sense. And so I got really pissed off and upset. And I'm standing there in the kitchen. Are you having a low moment?
But I don't want to move off the camera and mess around with it.
And so you can listen while you're over there. So I have to take a bigger bite of ranch. Oops, I just drilled. Oh okay.
This is how delicious your ranch was.
No, I think
just
I think I
want to
throw up a little bit.
Oh, yeah, the, you know, when you salivate right before vomiting.
Yeah.
It was that kind of thing.
So, sorry, everybody. So I had to take a bigger taste. So I taste the first one, and it tastes pretty good. So I'm like, okay.
Does that mean the next one?
And I was like, I don't know.
Does the next one taste
good? And so I taste the next one. It was, like, so sour. And, like, so gross. And I'm just, Kevin's on the phone, like, just working because he works from home. And I'm just in the kitchen going, oh, my God. Like, and I swallowed it, so my mouth, like, still, my mouth still tastes like that. So I'm like, I'm just standing there going, my fucking head didn't eat, like, month-old ranch. It was just so gross. And then I'm sitting there, and I finally figured it out. And then I'm eating, and I'm like, am I going to get sick now? Because I just ate, like, really old sour cream. Because the mayonnaise doesn't go bad for a long time. The sour cream goes bad pretty quickly.
You won the lottery tasting the nice one first.
I know.
And you're like, I don't know. This could be taste gross in a second.
Because the first time I tasted, they tasted the same. So that's why I was worried. I was like, well, if this one tastes all right, does the other one going to taste all right? And then I'm just going to stand here going, It was so gross. I've never tasted bad sour cream before, and now I have, and it was
oh yeah, any dairy product, yeah. We had in college, Austin,
your roommate,
yes, drank like chunky milk. He didn't even realize like it had gone bad, so he was just like drinking it, and then we went into the fridge and we're like, oh, let's just get some milk, and we're like,
It's like chunky.
And then he's like, oh, I drank that earlier. And then we're like, dude, like, this is bad.
Ugh.
Ugh.
It was really
like,
bad.
You notice like the texture when he was like tasting it?
I don't know. He just drank it and everybody was puzzled.
That was the problem with my ranch. It didn't like look any different. And I like mixed it. Like I took a spoon and I was like flipping it around to see if it was like a different texture too. And they were both, I was like, oh my God. Sour cream's a hard one too. Distinguish when it's mixed with other things. When it's just in its own tub, you know.
Because it has the watery thing on top.
Well, and it always gets watery. You have to like mix it up, but it gets like, it does get like moldy actually.
Yeah.
Good
job.
Yeah.
I didn't die though, and I didn't get sick, so it worked out in the end. Anyways, go ahead, Kevin.
I don't know. I could talk about
this horrendous thing.
Oh, I do have. I only have two things to talk about today.
Okay. Oh, well, you.
But we could talk about Rebecca not being here last week and going camping.
Yeah, Rebecca went camping, but then she didn't camp. She went hiking, basically. She did all day hiking.
What? No, wait. You left at 2 a.m.? Is that what she said?
2 a.m.?
I left the campsite at 2 a.m.
Wow. That's what I thought.
It was like a movie set. It was like a movie scene.
Was it scary?
Because it was pitch black. We were walking down the road a little bit. And then driving in it.
Yeah, just nothing. Can't see anything.
Yeah, but we just left early. But the funny part was that the person I was walking with told me a story about how a couple hours previous he had taken too much ecstasy and then went for a walk on that road.
That's scary.
And got scared and made it back. But,
yeah. That's like Blair Witch Project.
Oh, shit. Yeah. It was...
I'm not into that.
It's pretty great, though. Granite Falls is beautiful.
Yeah. So if you're ever in Washington... Go.
Granite Falls. Is that where I went with your dad?
Yeah, I think so.
Paradise?
No, that's Mount Rainier.
Okay, did not go to Granite Falls then.
I think you've been there, though. You went with my dad, and Kyle went too, I think.
No, that was Cougar Mountain.
Mm. Cougar Mountain, for those who don't know, is this weird...
bar with old ladies. No, I'm just kidding.
Issaquah.
I gotta tell you a story about that in a second. Cougar Mountain is like this, yes, it's in Issaquah, but it's like this trail, but it's like literally in people's backyards. Like you can like see houses when you're like hiking.
Mm-hmm.
And like you drive by neighborhoods and then you pull into the thing. You're like, this is like in a residential.
It is.
It's really weird. And it's all in, half of it's like paved. It's a very interesting trail. Trail for wussies.
I took a Max on a walk there.
Yeah.
And
see,
he
would be good
for
that.
And there was a frog. I don't know, 10 feet away from him. He's just like... And then you couldn't walk anymore.
Oh, because the frog...
For the rest of the trip.
The frog traumatized him.
So I'm going to fall for that again. The frog just looked at him.
So when he was in Pittsburgh, he went there a day before I did.
Oh, yeah.
And so the first night, there's like this really popular restaurant in the hotel we were at. Like, people like from Pittsburgh were like you had to wait for like an hour to get in this damn restaurant.
Sweet.
So Kevin's hanging out at the bar with your coworkers, right? Were there your coworkers?
Well,
there?
I beat everybody down. Okay. Well, we all agreed to come down in 10 minutes, and I came down in 10 minutes because I was on time.
Right.
And nobody was there. Oh, no, well.
Kevin and I are usually obnoxiously on time, so it hinders us a lot.
Yes.
But anyways, he was down there waiting for his coworkers, and they had free beer for an hour.
Free beer and wine at the hotel, just because it's a fancy hotel.
Yeah.
Or shit,
they can do that. So Kevin was telling me he was down there. He was telling me the story. He's like, yeah, I was down at the hotel bar, and these cougars came up and started harassing me. And that's all he said. And I was like, and in my head, I'm thinking, what? So in Washington,
like poking at him.
In Washington, there's two rival universities. There's the University of Washington, which is Huskies, and Washington State University, which is Cougars. And Kevin went to the University of Washington, who are the Huskies. And so I thought he was saying these Cougar people from the Washington State University figured out somehow that he was a University of Washington alumni and like started harassing him. Like they like start talking to him and was like, oh, you go to UW, fuck you, blah, blah, blah. But it was women who were old, and that's what he meant by cougars. But this whole time I thought he was talking about people from a college.
Oh my God. He's like, no.
I was like, I don't get it. Like, I think I said, how do they know you went to University of Washington?
He's like, what? Well, I'm younger than them. And it was during free beer and wine
free
hour.
Wine
that
hour.
Might have been.
That's why the cougars are there.
The wine. That wouldn't do much.
Some Pinot Gris.
Yeah.
They and were drinking white wines.
Well, you gotta drink white wine to get white girl wasted, and then drink red wine when you're eating.
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's exactly it.
White wine's easier to go down a little bit.
It's not as heavy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unlike.
Anyways.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. I don't have much to talk
you
about.
You should get something to talk about when I interrupted you.
I had two small things to talk about.
Well, I have zero small things to talk about, so you gotta go. You gotta keep this podcast going, man.
Yeah.
All right.
Momentum.
Well, I already showed Holly this, but I haven't shown you this.
I don't know what it is.
It's the automatic sewing machine, the auto seamer.
Oh, yes. This is really cool.
So,
it's a robot, and you think
it's not even a robot.
It's just a sewing
machine.
But you think when they're sewing it, you see it, you think it's just going a straight line, and you're like, well, my sewing machine can just sew in a fucking straight line by itself. But then it starts doing curves.
Hold on. Let me just go. Okay, yeah, so it's called the Vetron Auto Seam.
And it starts sewing, and you're like, yeah, that's a straight line. Who cares? And then it starts curving things together, and you're like, what?
Does a pocket. Now it has a pocket.
Yeah. Isn't that amazing?
So it's like an embroidery machine. Like
you just let it go.
You program it to do a thing.
But it knows where the edge of the fabric is, so it doesn't do the whole thing where it starts sucking it, and then you start getting a crooked seam.
Oh, yeah. The whole thing just falls apart.
Yeah.
Because you ripped it apart.
There's holes everywhere.
But then you still use it. I don't know.
It's good enough. Just go.
Wow.
That's what I think. Yeah, that's really cool.
Auto seam.
Yeah. So that's... It probably costs a bajillion
dollars.
It's
insanely expensive.
How much is it, Tina?
I couldn't even get a number off their website.
Oh, you have to ask. You can't afford it.
Exactly. That's exactly what it was. I think it's more for factories, for China.
So small children are going to have that machine, but then you don't even need the children anymore.
Yeah, they won't be there.
I think that's the point.
Robot children. So we should...
We replace children, yes.
So we should donate money to buy a bunch of
these. So H&M won't have children making their clothes anymore. They'll have robots making their clothes.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know.
Unless H&M's too cheap to buy the machine.
I was going to say, slave labor still might be cheaper than a couple $100,000 machine. I don't think that's $100,000, but I think it's still...
Who knows?
Well, there's a few things it can't do, because there's sometimes when you have to, turn something inside out and then keep sewing it. Like,
you probably
there's certain moments...
have to have a human there,
monitoring
it.
Like, a child would be one child.
Right, one child, but they can manage 13 machines now. Just throw it on, let it go, throw the next one on, and then just come back out.
Yeah. Timers will go off.
Yeah, exactly.
Some kind of...
Good.
Buzz, electrocuted, and they'll know it's time to flip it over or something. All right, cool.
Yeah,
very cool.
But it's as a sewer, I was like, oh yeah,
because things weird like pockets and stuff, you always do it kind of wonky. I mean, you're
zippers.
Like zippers. Yeah. Oh, don't even. Ooh. Anyway, yeah.
Okay, I'd say the first time I sewed a zipper, I did it perfectly. But ever since then, pew! It was like beginner's luck. Like, everything just worked out, and I was like, I have a zipper. God. Done. Nope. Never again. Never again. I don't know why. Like, my brain just... And it took me years, literally years, to figure out how to sew a collar onto the shirt correctly. I just, like, faked it.
How'd you fake a collar?
Just, like...
Pin it in?
Pin it on or glue it on and just be like, done. That's what cosplay is, dude.
Put it on the side.
By the time you, like, are crunching and you're trying to figure shit out, you just whip out the glue and go, fuck everything.
Well, yeah, if you're at the last minute.
Yeah. My baby doll outfit, glued.
Oh,
I was thinking I'm going to remake that.
Okay.
Once I lose the weight I want to lose. I'm going to, because I didn't make it how I wanted to make it.
Because it's glued.
Yes. So now I want to make it correctly.
With a sewing machine.
Yeah. Well, it was sewn, but some bits were glued.
Are you just going to reuse it and take it apart?
No, I've thrown it away. It's gone.
Oh.
I still have the headband. I still wear it sometimes, actually. I don't know where it is right now, but it's around.
There's one right there.
There's a pink one. Yeah. I still have the headband that I made, because the headband I actually made really nicely. But the rest of the outfit, when we moved here, mm-hmm. I was just like, you were like, you want to keep this? And I was like, nope. Get it the fuck out of here. I have one cosplay, and it's the one I last wore at SakuraCon when we did the Kingdom Hearts. Not Kingdom Hearts. Why did I say that?
Pandora Hearts.
I have that one still, because that one's actually pretty nicely made. That one's all sewn. And Rebecca helped me on some bits.
I did.
On the tank top.
You did a collar on that one, didn't you?
No, it was just a tank top. And then you sewed the ruffles. There was like some ruffles that needed to be put on.
Oh, yeah. And I had a ruffler foot, but I still don't know how that worked. So
you just
did
it
the
old-fashioned
way. Based it twice, then...
Mm-hmm. And then the cape I made is all like perfectly lined with gold bias tape. I don't know. It's really nice. So I just like... I can't get rid of it because I... sewed everything. Like, there's nothing on that's glued, so I was really proud of it.
Well, I keep them at my mom's house, but I always keep just, like, maybe, like, 85 to 90% of them, so that, parts of them are lost, so I can never wear them again.
I just force you to remake it.
Are you going to cosplay this year?
Well, Comic-Con sold out in 2 days, so I didn't get a ticket to Comic-Con.
I thought it was just certain days.
That's I don't know. I need to find them to buy a ticket.
But now you need to cosplay for SakuraCon. No excuses. No excuses.
I know, but that bummed me out. I really like Comic-Con.
You know what? People always can't go and...
I know, I'm just waiting Craigslist. They'll be like,
Yeah.
Or something. Yeah,
you gotta wait till it gets closer, though, because people do it, like, last minute.
Yeah.
Like, people... on my Facebook, we're trying to sell PAX tickets like crazy right before PAX. They're like, does anybody want this PAX ticket? Blah, 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 blah. Like, these days. I don't know. So if you wait like the week before. But SakuraCon's before Comic-Con this year.
So I'll have a cosplay made already.
Yeah.
You can use it as your trial run.
Convenient. Mm-hmm. Very convenient.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well... like we said before, the convention center is expanding, so hopefully in those whenever how many years it takes to do it, Comic-Con 50? Won't sell out. Yeah. Comic-Con won't sell out as fast as it does now.
Okay.
I'll make Rebecca happy.
78.
78 years? That's how long it's going to take?
No, I'll be 78.
Oh, you'll be 78. Yeah. You can just come to Vermont with us.
Vermont. When's that?
When's that years.
I don't think there are any Comic-Cons in Vermont. There's Boston.
There's stuff in Vermont, but we're right next to New York, so we might as well just go to New York.
But those tickets are expensive.
Fuck it. New York City Comic Con's expensive? Isn't it?
Yeah, I thought so.
I don't think so. It's probably on par with everything else.
Yeah, it wasn't like absurd because we looked into it once.
We did because there was an anime con. Back when we were like, let's go to Anime Expo for the first time.
Yeah.
We looked into other ones.
But what about the hotel and stuff?
Well, the convention itself wasn't.
New York City is expensive.
Everything else.
I don't know. When Rebecca, this was a long time ago, but when Rebecca and I went to New York, we got that hotel, and it was pretty reasonable, actually. Like, we didn't spend that much money getting to New York, honestly. I think we spent, like, $500 each.
Yeah.
On the hotel?
No,
on everything.
The whole thing.
What?
Yeah.
That's unreasonable. Wait, including flights?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. It wasn't, like, honestly, like, Rebecca, I literally, we were working in Borders.
She's like,
I walked up to Rebecca, and I was like, I want to fucking go to New York City. Do you want to come with me? And she's like, sure.
And we went.
And we went. And that, and it was, like, so easy. Like,
it was casual.
Like, it was just, like, I was like, I need this much money. She's like, okay. And then she just gave me the money, and we booked the flight and got the hotel, and it was done, and we were...
Yeah, we just went, and it was, like, get on the subway.
Yeah.
I think only one time we went the wrong direction.
Only once. Every... We ended up in Queens, but
yeah, like, I feel like we're...
Just turned around. It's
leaving
okay.
The island.
Yeah, and, we're like out of the tunnel. We're yeah, like, we're like, why? This isn't right.
It's just awkwardly. We're just like, okay, we're just gonna elegantly excuse ourselves from the subway and get on the opposite subway, and then we got back. But everything else was just like, get on the subway, get off, hang out.
It was really unrealistic travel.
Yeah,
because it was too easy.
It didn't make any sense.
Like, I just walked up. Hey, you want to go to New York? Yes. Buy tickets that weren't that expensive and go. And it was a nonstop flight.
Yeah. No hassle.
This was back in 2007, kids. Yeah.
When life was sweet.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure your trip to Pittsburgh, the flight alone was almost $600.
No, it was $400. Or it was $475. All round trip to get to Pittsburgh, not counting a hotel or anything.
Yeah.
But we went to the Holiday Inn in Manhattan, like New York City, mm-hmm. and it was cheap, but it was a nice hotel. It was like a, you know, a tall building, and it was small, but we didn't care.
Oh, yeah, our room number.
Oh, it was 911. And we thought that was like... We have it on film, actually.
Well, I was
actually.
Like, what?
It's on my YouTube channel.
Take
my old
these
YouTube
out.
Channel.
Take these 9/11 rooms out, like the 13th floor.
Yeah.
I don't know. We were
you know what I've
like,
been noticing?
Startled
though,
some
hotels we go into just have a 13th floor now.
They just give up on superstitions. You know, we have no more, you know, integrity, you know, with things that aren't real.
With superstitions.
Yeah, come on, people.
God.
Jeez.
With the quality of camera... These mythological superstitions and things like that.
Because we can actually take pictures of things now.
Right. You just take a picture like ghosts.
So you know how...
Bigfoot. It's not blurry. And he's just right there.
The hairy dude.
Telephoto
he's
two, lands.
It's 4,000K, whatever.
Oh, yeah. 4K.
4K. Video. It's too clear. You can't...
Yeah. Yeah. It's just
you
the hairy dude.
You can see the
zipper.
Yeah. What was I going to say? Oh, I forgot. Damn it. Damn it, y'all.
9/11, steel
whatever.
Beams.
Oh, I was probably just gonna say, Rebecca, you need to go to Anime Expo this year. I'm gonna yell at you.
Anime Expo. Ticket prices just went up.
They did.
You get the email?
Yeah,
$65 now. Do you get the email?
What was it before?
We all got 60. The email. 60.
Oh.
yeah. Look at
$5.
Wait, so I'm gonna go to Anime Expo because I
can. Yeah, you can because you have the 4th of July
yeah,
off.
Yeah, I'll have vacation time for the one day.
Yeah. So fuck you, go. It's really big. Like, it's like Eno is big.
You guys are going, right?
Yeah.
Of course.
But now it's
me?
Like triple.
I'll get there and you'll be like.
We always go. Anime Expo is like, SakuraCon and Anime Expo, the two cons, is like 100%. You ask if we're going to those? The answer is yes.
Well, it would have been Fanime too.
Yeah, but we have a wedding.
Maybe
we should just not go to the wedding.
I said that already and you.
But she's my childhood friend.
Oh, the one I know? When I met?
Yes. With the child.
With the child. She's a childhood friend with a child.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh.
We already
and
told her.
And she's mad because I won't photograph her wedding. I declined.
Because you said we had a
does she have $5,000 to give
no,
you?
No, here's how they walked up to us and said this. We're at the kid's second birthday party. We're standing around. We just get there. And... her fiance is like, you know, he's nice, the guy, whatever, and he's like talking to us and he's like, so what are you guys doing for Memorial Day weekend, which is always Fanime is always on Memorial Day, and we're like, oh well, we normally go to this con that we go to every year that we really like, and he's like, oh okay, like I think he wasn't expecting us to
we're
say
half
anything.
Plans for Memorial
yeah.
Day for
he
next
like,
year
he was like, oh well okay, like I don't remember what he said after that.
I don't remember either.
And then he was like, well, we were planning on getting married that weekend. And we're like, oh, okay, whatever. And he's like, yeah, so we were wondering if you guys wanted to photograph it. And we're like, oh, well, you know, we don't really do weddings anymore. And I was like, especially this one, like, I'd rather just experience Block that out. Block that out, please. Later. I just want to experience her wedding more than, like, photograph it. And he was like, oh, no problem. You know, whatever. It's fine. I totally get it. And we're like, okay, cool. And then we all sit down, and my friend, the girl that I know, comes up, and she's like, oh, well, will you shoot our wedding? And he's like, and the fiance is like, oh, well, you know, I already talked to them about it, and they just kind of want to go to the wedding and not photograph it. And she was like, oh. And then she got mad at me, like, at the birthday party because I wouldn't photograph the wedding. And I was like, yeah. I don't know. We haven't talked really since then. She sent me an pre-invitation.
Here's ridiculous. It's like, does she know how much it costs?
No, I know. It costs thousands of... If you want a wedding photographer, it literally costs thousands of dollars. That's
And then to do that for free, like, a wedding gift is, like, what, $100, $200?
Yeah.
Dollars. I mean, it's not like a wedding gift. You know, like, an even exchange here. It's a lot of work on you.
Yeah. For a wedding gift for my other friend, we did her engagement photos. To me, that was fine.
Yeah, because that's just, like, one day, one situation right there. That
was
one day,
and it was, like, really casual, and it was, like, you know, we're friends, and we, like, ate dinner, and, you know, it was, like, it didn't matter. A wedding is very stressful. It's 12 hours, 10 to 12 hours, constant working, literally. Like, you're not, you know, you're like, oh, you're just taking pictures. Like, no, it's, like, it takes a toll on you. You're not eating, really, because you're working, you know. You're not staying hydrated because you're busy. It's like when we would get home from weddings, we would just like be like, oh my god, I can't breathe. So yeah, and then you have to go home and edit them all, thousands of images. So appreciate your wedding photographer, y'all. But my theory is, you have to go to parties if you want them to come to your party. You know what I mean?
I think that's called being a human.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
she didn't come to your birthday party?
I don't have parties. Well, I'm saying if I have a wedding or if I have a party, if I invited her, she should come, right?
Oh, okay.
So if I don't go to her wedding, she's probably never going to talk. You know what I mean? Like, it's like.
You went backwards with that.
Yeah.
Future backwards.
Back to the future. That's how I think. Like, there's parties I get invited to, or Kevin and I get invited to, where I'm like,
all the future parties that could be affected.
Exactly. I go, I don't really want to go. And then I'm like, but it's will they go, remember that one time Holly didn't fucking come to my party?
Or my wedding?
Whatever. Kevin and I aren't going to have, like, a regular wedding, we decided. I'm just going to have a party.
Just going to have a party?
You come to my party?
I don't know. Oh. And you think about all the future parties.
Yeah. Are you going to have parties that I need to come to?
Yeah, I'll be there. Of course I'll be there. Woo. Jesus.
Anyway, sorry, that went off on a tangent. You don't even have to ask me
what weekend.
It's 1, 2, 3, 4 right now.
Oh, and by the way, our Halloween episode is not the next weekend, but the weekend after that. So you have to be there for this podcast.
Well, we're dressing up, or
I'm making a Halloween costume.
Yeah, we got to put stuff on our face or something at least. Yeah.
Okay. What am I doing? Do we know, or are we going to surprise people, or should we talk about this right now?
I'll fix you up into something.
Yeah, fix me up into something.
I'll mold you into something. But we're filming it a week before Halloween because by the time Halloween actually comes around, is when it's wrong. It'll be off a little bit.
Right. Because
Halloween's on Saturday.
Yeah.
But we film on Saturday, so it'll be already post Halloween.
Wait, so we're doing it next weekend?
No, the weekend after. The weekend after next.
Yes, that's what I got confused.
So the week before?
The 17th.
Oh, jeez.
No, what day is that? Sorry.
Well, if Halloween is the 31st, minus 7 would be the 20th.
So then it's like 3 weeks away.
23rd?
Yeah. Something like that.
24th. This is the 31st.
24th, yes. Sorry. So... 3 weeks from today.
Oh, jeez.
Woo!
Woo!
I already know what I'm doing. I already know what Kevin's going to be.
What?
So
I don't know what I'm going to be. So.
Mine is definitely not going to be complete fully.
I'm going to say PG.
Oh. I'll be naked. Don't worry about it. I'll be that Attack on Titan lady that's naked.
Oh, they were playing the live action movie in Bellevue.
My friend went to it, and I was going to ask how it was.
My friend also went to it, but Sarah? I didn't talk to her. Yeah.
No, we know who's... Yeah, I wanted to ask how it was because I didn't, honestly, I'm going to say something dramatic, I didn't like the anime, so I wondered if the live action was good. If anyone saw live action, tell me if it was good, please.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, I mean, if it's the same story, then why?
But it'll be less like the anime was like, we gotta move this rock. And
yeah, that's
for like
what
three,
I gave up for
that's
three
what I was
episodes.
Say. They gotta move the rock. Come on, just move the fuck.
Just pick it up.
Yeah. So I don't think a movie would do that.
So you're saying it's not drawn out.
Just more condensed, yeah.
That's the problem with anime sometimes. When they're copying it from a manga, it just starts getting like, oh,
well,
we're catching up.
Then you catching
ask.
Up. Yeah,
and
yeah.
then you've already read it
yeah.
on top of it. So you already know what's
just
gonna
know.
Happen. So you're like, okay.
I haven't read manga in a long time now.
No, me neither.
Yeah, and I don't know how I feel about it either. Like, I don't know if I'm sad about it or if I just don't care.
You got this whole shelf here.
I've read all of those.
I know. What are you going to do with them?
I was going to donate Fairy Tail to my library.
Mm. But then they would just end up selling it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it goes towards the library. Libraries need funding, yo. Support your library. Donate books.
I had to wash books once at a library.
Oh, were you a volunteer?
Yeah, well, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, they have you spray the books and wipe
labor,
them down. Because
yeah.
they get, like, dirty.
Yeah.
I wash them sometimes.
Those children's grubby hands.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's
gross.
I'll pull them out, and I'll be like, no, this one's disgusting, so I'll go in the back and start washing it.
Yeah.
Anyways, you had something else to talk about? One more thing?
Yes.
Hello?
Hello?
God.
Sorry. Spacing. Processing.
Uh-huh.
Too many things to think about right now. Yeah, so the last thing I had for this week was that posing guy, the model, that was just like,
oh.
Bam, bam, bam.
There is a GIF on the interwebs right now who's this model, and he's in a studio, and he's doing a photo shoot, and he's just whipping out these poses. Do you have it ready?
I do have it ready.
Kevin has it ready for you if you want to look at it.
At the ready.
Yeah.
Yeah, you see it.
And he's just like, it's just like, pose, pose. Pose, but he waits for the photographer to take the pictures. Like, there's one point where the photographer has to, like, refocus a little bit, so it takes, like, 10 seconds longer. Like, he just has these poses, and he just moves every time. After one picture, he just moves, and he's, like, has all these poses at the ready.
But he has these memorized and, like, locked in.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
But he waits for the photographer to take the picture, and after the photographer's got the picture, he moves. Like, he doesn't just keep moving around.
But
he just
at, like, a pace. Like,
yeah.
I know.
Yeah. He's like I've never really watched models that much, but he just got it.
Yeah.
It's hypnotizing, isn't it?
Yeah. It's like a dance. I want someone to dance
like
that
a dance.
Way.
Yeah. It is like a dance.
Yes.
It's
That's
very,
all I had.
That would be like, yeah, like the perfect person to work with. Like, boom, boom. Like, but he's professional, so.
Yes, I wish I could practice that and get it locked
paid
in.
Paid the bucks to do that. So.
Or he's too cheap, and he's like, photographer, how much for 1 hour? $400. How about 10 minutes? And just gets all of them locked in ready to go.
Yeah, we'll post that linked up because it's hypnotizing and nice.
Yes, and watch it if you're a cosplayer because then you can learn how to pose effectively.
We actually have a video about how to get more pictures from your cosplay photo shoot. So go watch
that.
It's
the same thing, conceptually.
Yes, conceptually it's like, just wait for the clicks a couple times and then keep moving, you know, just flow. His is more robotic, but just flow around and move.
He's a catalog
flow
model.
Like a robot.
Flow like a robot.
Sting like a...
B-robot.
B-robot.
The robot.
Bumblebee. Just a side note, our favorite dance club, Knock Knock. You know how it closed?
Yeah.
It got replaced with a bar, the Elysian, which
is
the bar.
Oh.
Which Coors Miller?
Anheuser-Busch.
I thought you were going to say it's coming back or something.
Oh, sorry. I saw it got filled, but they kept the bar the same, so the backdrop's like the same. It's all gothic-y. And I got sad. Saw it yesterday.
It's like losing it all over again.
Sorry.
I fucking love that bar.
Yep. 80s night.
Dancing till like 3:34 in the morning. Crazy.
You girls.
It was a good dance club because it was just people dancing. It wasn't like
yeah,
a
the vibe
it wasn't
was
like a
different.
Scene. It was just like people dancing.
Yeah, there was no creepy grinding, like weird shit. You're just all dancing and enjoying dancing. I don't understand how every time it was like that, but it was magical. Because I've been to other places where it's just like everything is an issue.
Yeah,
and you're just like, everything's I'm just here to have some fun, and you know, not. You know,
what's the
fucking A?
We need to go to a con rave. We need to go to the Anime Expo rave.
Yes,
because I want to see what like it feels like. You know,
we're gonna feel 10 years too old.
Yes, and it will smell.
Well, there's a 21 plus area in it. There's a lounge. There's
again, we will feel
6 years too old. Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh God. Anyways,
maybe we'll get like a night vision. Like
it needs to be like 30.
30 plus.
Well, we're not 30.
We're not 30. That, we're that not would be 30. The weird. Let me
about
correct that.
25 and up.
Yeah, there you go.
When
I don't
the
know.
Crisis
that,
begins.
That, yeah, exactly. It's going to be the crisis of like, are you single? Do you have a job? You don't smell, so maybe you're okay.
Yeah. That kind of thing.
Do you collect panties?
Stop getting old sucks.
Yeah, it does. Those are the kind of conversations you have every weekend.
Do you drink alcohol? Because I can't.
Oh, yeah. Have you had your issues
can't
yet?
Handle that.
Have your issues with alcohol? You gone through that yet?
What?
We'll just get night vision stuff for the cameras and just fly around the rave with night vision and see what we can see.
Oh. It's probably a lot
like
of
Silence of the Lambs.
There's probably a lot of like fun stuff happening, and then there's probably equal amount of fun and equal amount of like awkward happening.
Yes. Well, it's just so kids, but it's, you know,
I don't know, but there's like
ravey.
Like things I get mad about. There's a lot of 18 plus raves going on now. Which is sucks for people. Sucks for people under 18, but it's probably better because there's a lot of weird things, you know.
Weird things.
If there's a, like a any age rave, I feel like people get weird. You know. You already can't tell how old people are at cons.
But not in a bad way, people.
No, it's just you. Don't look at me weird. That's what I'm saying. That's why they probably do it, because it's like, we don't want to get into that.
Yeah.
It's got to be 18 plus, you know?
It's true.
Awkward things do happen. Sorry. Saying like it is.
I'm glad you qualify it as just awkward things happen.
Well, let's say you're at a...
We don't need to explain this.
God, you're acting like I'm being weird, but I'm just saying that's why they do it, and then people get upset, and it's like, they do it for a reason, because something has happened before.
Holly, it's okay to be weird.
Oh.
We still love you.
Yeah. It's okay. Pumpkins are my friend.
They're the only pumpkins? Friends you need, but, you know. You can
like,
still be weird
about it. I like this guy's
little... Are you going to carve that white one outside?
Oh, no. He's too perfect.
Yeah,
did you notice
beautiful.
How symmetrical he was?
Yeah.
Sorry, we have a pumpkin outside of our front door, and he's pretty perfect. Anyways, I'm done talking. You done?
Well, other than saying this episode of the Elite Cosplay Podcast is brought to you by Pinky Paradise. Order now from elitecosplay.com/pinkyparadise to get your cosplay contacts for Halloween. We're getting really close to the cutoff time for Halloween, even with express shipping, so should order now.
It's still free, right?
Over $100 now, the special one away.
Okay.
But
get on it,
yes.
People. Get those spooky
ass
lenses.
Yes. Doot. All right.
Oh, no. I just snorted a little bit.
All right. Well, thank you for tuning in.
Thank you.
We'll see you next week.
Thanks, Rebecca, for coming.
Thanks for having me.
Bye.
Bye.